The Testimony of Inspiration.
God's Testimony to the Permanence of His Words. The Holy Bible contains a number of revelations and promises from God that His Word will never pass away or be changed. Some of these are cited as follows.
I will not take my love from Him, nor will I ever betray my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenant or alter what my lips have uttered. The Book of Psalms, chapter 89, verses 33 and 34.
I tell you the truth. Until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter, nor the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. This is in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 18.
I tell you the truth. This generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. The book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 34 and 35.
The Scripture cannot be broken. This is in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 35.
God's Testimony to His Prophets. God said to the prophet Jeremiah, "Do not be afraid of them. Now I have put my words in your mouth." The book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verses 8 and 9.
He spoke to the prophet Hosea, saying, "I spoke to the prophets, gave them many visions, and told parables through them." This is in the book of Hosea, chapter 12, verse 10.
He spoke to the prophet Isaiah, saying, "As for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit, who is on you, and my words that I have put in your mouth will not depart from your mouth, or from the mouths of your children, or from the mouths of their descendants from this time on and forever, says the Lord." The book of Isaiah, chapter 59, verse 21.
He spoke to the prophet Ezekiel as follows. "Son of man, stand up on your feet, and I will speak with you. I am sending you to the Israelites, to a rebellious nation. Be not afraid of them or their words. Do not be afraid of what they say or terrified by them, though they are a rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you." This is found in Ezekiel, chapter 2, verses 1 through 8.
He spoke to the prophet Malachi, saying, "And you will know that I have sent you this admonition so that my covenant with Levi may continue, says the Lord Almighty. My covenant was with him, a covenant of life and peace, and I gave them to him. This called for reverence, and he revered me and stood in awe of my name. True instruction was in his mouth, and nothing false was found on his lips." The book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse 4 through 6.
And he also spoke to the prophet, "But did not my words and decrees, which I commanded my servants the prophets, overtake your forefathers? Then they repented and said, 'The Lord Almighty has done to us what our ways and practices deserve, just as he determined to do.'" This is found in the book of Zechariah, chapter 1, verse 6.
The Testimony of the Prophets and Apostles.
God's prophets and apostles testified that God spoke to them and inspired them to write their prophecies and teachings to be an eternal law for mankind. We quote here some of their testimonies.
David said, "The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me. His word was on my tongue." The book of 2 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 2.
Isaiah said, "Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 7 and 8.
Look in the scroll of the Lord and read. None of these will be missing. Not one will lack her mate. For it is his mouth that has given the order, and his spirit will gather them together. The book of Isaiah, chapter 34, verse 16.
Jeremiah said, "The word of the Lord came to me." What do you see, Jeremiah? I see the branch of an almond tree, I replied. The Lord said to me, "You have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled." This is in Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 11 and 12.
Ezekiel said, "At the end of 7 days, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. So hear the word I speak, and give them warning from me." Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 16 and 17.
The Lord Jesus told his disciples, "For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." This is in Matthew chapter 10, verse 20.
The Apostle Paul said, "We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words." 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12 and 13.
The Apostle Peter said, "For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever." This is in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 23 through 25. No prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation, for prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. This is in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21.